Good morning, this is Maeve and Jeannie with your 10 AM Zedlines. The Queensland State Government is partnering with Transurban to develop a project to widen the western section of the Logan Motorway. According to Transurban, an estimated 210,000 trips are made on the motorway every day, and the upgrade plan will aim to reduce congestion and improve travel times by adding additional lanes and installing smart motorway technologies. Once the plans are approved, construction is expected to be completed before the 2032 Olympic Games.
After a three-month recruitment process, John G.C. Collins from the band Power to Finger is set to become Brisbane's first nightlife economy commissioner. In his state government-appointed role, Collins will focus on improving safety, addressing industry challenges, and collaborating with entertainment precincts, live music venues, and various businesses such as nightclubs and restaurants to enhance Brisbane's nightlife in preparation for the 2032 Olympics. He will serve a three-year term with the possibility of a three-year extension.
After over a year of negotiations, the Victorian Ambulance Union says that they have reached a deal with the state government to deliver pay rises of up to 33% and better working conditions for paramedics. With discussions beginning in February of 2023, the union and Ambulance Victoria have met over 100 times to negotiate their new enterprise bargaining agreement. Victorian Ambulance Union Secretary Danny Hill says, quote, "Beyond wages and allowances, there are approximately 80 new or improved working conditions that help AMBOs have better work-life balances so that we retain them in a job for longer. To encourage paramedics to move to remote areas, rural ambulance community offices will also be given a $5 an hour allowance to volunteer in their hometowns."
Foreign Minister Penny Wong will be utilising the United Nations summit this week to push for more protection for humanitarian personnel. Senator Wong will meet with ministerial counterparts and international humanitarian organisations to advocate for greater protections. This initiative is in response to the killing of aid worker Somi Franken in Gaza earlier this year, who was working with the World Central Kitchen charity when her convoy was hit by an Israeli drone strike. Senator Wong said in a statement, quote, "2024 is on track to be the deadliest year on record for aid workers. Australia is deeply concerned by this trend."
Mexico's southern coast is on alert for potential flash floods and storm surges as Hurricane John rapidly escalated into a Category 2 storm on Monday. Initially expected to remain a tropical storm, Hurricane John gained strength quickly, reaching maximum sustained winds of 100 miles per hour. As the U.S. National Hurricane Center issued warnings about damaging hurricane-force winds, flash flooding, and life-threatening storm surges. Forecasts suggest that it could evolve into a major hurricane before hitting the coast of Mexico later today, accompanied by heavy rainfall.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It is currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is expected to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news for 10 AM. We'll be back at 11 AM with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter, or head to our website 4zzz.org.au/news.